In Arizona, fire officials are predicting two large fires could merge early tonight in what's been one of the most damaging fires in state history. The two blazes are just a few miles apart and have already forced some 8,000 people to evacuate. Residents of Sholo, Arizona, northeast of Phoenix, are on a one-hour standby evacuation notice. Melanie Hefner is the director of the Sholo Historical Society Museum. She was in Sholo, but she was told to stay away from town today, so we caught up with her at her home, about 15 miles away. It's about 7,500 feet up the side of a mountain. Melanie, when you look out your window, what do you see?
Well, right now, it's clear blue sky. The smoke is fairly low on the horizon. Yesterday, we saw plumes going clear up into the sky. It reminded me of Mount St. Helens when it went off. It's very, very scary.
Now, Melanie, what does this part of Arizona look like? It can't be desert if so many trees are burning.
Absolutely. Everyone thinks Arizona is nothing but desert. But Governor Hull reminded us yesterday that we are in one of the largest ponderosa pine forests in the world. And it is high country, and so we have thick, thick ponderosa pine, juniper. It is beautiful up here.
If Sholo is right in the middle of all this, where are the fires burning around it, and how close are they?
If you think of Sholo in the middle of the face of a clock, the fire is over, I would say, starting around 7 o'clock, and it goes all the way up to 10 o'clock on a clock face. Linden, Pinedale, Clay Springs are towns that are west of Sholo, and they are the ones that are in danger right now.
What are you waiting for? When will you know that you've absolutely got to get out?
Well, we've been told that there is a canyon just south and west of us called Hop Canyon. That's kind of appropriate because if the fire hops that Hop Canyon, then we are told that we have a one-hour evacuation time. That sounds rather frightening, and people say, how can you be 15 miles from Sholo and have a fire get to you that fast? But the first day of the fire, it moved 10 miles in 2 hours. The wind is that strong.
Sholo is a town that hosts a lot of summer visitors. It could face a loss of business this summer, couldn't it?
Oh, definitely. Sholo is the hub of this area. People come here to, especially from Phoenix, to get out of the heat, but they use Sholo as their summer home area. They also use Sholo as their place to do their shopping. We can get as many as 50,000 people coming up that road every day during the summertime. We just get a lot of people through here.
What have you left behind in the Sholo Historical Museum?
Oh, I hate to think about it. This year, the McNairys would have celebrated their 100th anniversary if they were still living. McNairy is a small town due east of us. McNairy was the major business for a lot of people up here. It was a lumbering company. And so that family has a big celebration this year, and we have a lot of their artifacts on display, which was our special display for this year. Oh, just so many, I can't even begin to recount what we have.
Melanie Hefner is the director of the Sholo Historical Society Museum in Sholo, Arizona. Melanie, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.